Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So in this lesson, St. Peter refers to Jesus as our example. But by example, he doesn't mean that we simply do everything that Jesus did, no matter what those bracelets from the 1990s may have suggested. In fact, it's not even remotely possible. We can't do all the things Jesus did because we are not Jesus. That's not what Peter means by example here. In fact, the word he uses is somewhat different. The Greek term, hupogrammos, is found nowhere else in the New Testament but here. It literally means something you write over, something you trace. It was described in the ancient world as a piece of paper that would go under what children would trace to learn handwriting in the first place. No different than what you or I use with our children to teach them handwriting, as they calligraphy, maybe in some cases. But the emphasis here isn't necessarily on how you trace. The emphasis is on that thing which you trace, that object you trace. That thing you trace is your very reason for tracing in the first place, and that thing is the passion of your Lord Jesus Christ. The emphasis for us isn't so much on how we do what Jesus did, but rather what Christ, your Lord, has done, what he has done for you. So what is it specifically that Peter refers to here as the hupogrammos, the example or pattern that Christ left us? It is the suffering and death of Jesus Christ himself. This passage spells it out through a string of about four relative pronouns in a row. Jesus is the one who suffered despite committing no sin and no deceit being found in his mouth. Jesus is the one who did not revile when he was reviled or return threats to those who threatened him. Jesus is the one who bore our sins upon the cross that he might forgive them. And Jesus is the one who healed us of our sins through the beatings that he endured. These are the things St. Peter says that make Jesus a template, if you will, for your suffering. It is through the very saving actions of his death that Jesus becomes your example, your pattern, your hupogrammos, the very lines you are to trace in the midst of your own suffering in this life. But here's the rub. You can't possibly do those things that Jesus did. You certainly can't do them in the way that he did them, because you are not him. See, these are not sort of garden variety examples of good deeds that Peter gives here. These are down and dirty, concrete expressions of Jesus' bloody suffering and death for your sake. Jesus didn't just keep the Ten Commandments or tell the truth like George Washington or some other good moral American. No, the eternal Son of God and second person of the Holy Trinity, who has no beginning or end, willingly took human flesh, knowing he would endure all the temptations and assaults of the devil and the world before dying a death that he did not deserve for sins he did not commit. You can't do that. Jesus didn't just keep quiet when other people said nasty things about him. Like a sheep before its shearers is silent, he endured the scorn and mockery of Pilate and the Sanhedrin and the guards who interrogated him and falsely accused him and facetiously referred to him as the King of the Jews, which he truly was. You can't do that. Jesus didn't just die a sad, untimely death. He willingly climbed up that hill called Golgotha and offered his hands and his feet to be nailed to two pieces of wood that he would stain with his own pure, innocent blood. You can't do that. Jesus didn't just endure some superficial wounds to his body. No, God himself in the flesh exposed his face to those who struck him with closed fists, and his back to those who flogged him with whips, and his skull to those who pressed a crown of thorns into it. You can do none of these things as Jesus did them because you are simply not him. So let's not, please, confuse our suffering, unfair and burdensome though it may be, with that bloody, gruesome, sacrificial passion of our Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of the world and for the very forgiveness of your sins. Our suffering is nothing like that. That's precisely the point St. Peter makes. You don't follow the example of Jesus by suffering as he did, because you can't do exactly as he did. You can't and you won't suffer an unjust condemnation or death for sins that you did not commit, because, well, you did commit them. But what you can do, what you must do, is face whatever suffering comes your way because you know exactly what Jesus Christ has done for you and what it means for you. Whenever you do face suffering of any sort, you have the comfort of knowing what Jesus Christ has accomplished through his suffering and death and what that means for your eternal destinies. You need not fear what this world can do to you with its threats and its blows. Jesus has taken everything the devil, sin, death, and hell could throw at him, and he has defeated it. Because of that, you will defeat it too. No, you can't suffer as Jesus did, but you don't need to, because he has suffered and died for you. He is your hypogrammos, your example, your pattern, your template, not because you can replicate what that sinless Son of God did, but because you now live in the light of the eternal destiny your Lord has won for you in his passion. That truly has changed everything for you, including the way you suffer in this life, for you have a sure and certain hope of eternal glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.